Agenda item number 9, Mr. Paul Harris. Mr. Madden.
You get a twofer today.
Good to see you back.
They only going to let me up here this time. We're back up on the northern neck now in Northumberland County on the Great Wicomico River. Mr. Paul Harris requests authorization to construct a 15-foot long by 5-foot wide private non-commercial private pier extension and to install one additional mooring pile to improve mooring of his yacht, his new yacht, at his existing pier situated along the Great Wicomico River in Northumberland County. The project is protested by the adjacent property owner, the oyster ground leaseholder. Could you dash the lights, please? This is coming up a little light. Although I'll get a better photograph the next time. This is location of the project. To the north here is the Potomac River and Chesapeake Bay over here, and now we swing in to the Great Wicomico River, the Route 200 Bridge, and it's north of the 200 Bridge. Here's the location, the actual location of the existing pier right here. Mr. Harris's pier is right there. You can bring the lights up, please, for me. I'd appreciate it. Mr. Harris has purchased a new yacht. His vessel is 54 feet long with a beam of 15 feet 3 inches and a draft of 50 inches. That's important. The existing slip is too shallow to allow the applicant to safely moor his vessel and access the boat at the stern. And this is a yacht. You'll see it in a minute. This is a yacht where you get in and out of it from the back and off the swim deck. The 15-foot extension would allow him to moor his boat alongside of his pier and to get in the back of the boat, which he can't now. Right now, when Mr. Harris wants to bring his boat, he has to lay it up alongside. He has to lay it up alongside, and he keeps his boat over at Tiffany Yacht, which is around the point. Here's the issue. Mr. Harris' pier is located entirely over a commercially productive parcel of oyster ground leased by Ms. Jean Booth and managed by her husband, Jack Booth. Mr. Booth objects to Mr. Harris' original application back in 2009. I processed that one. He didn't like the idea that Mr. Harris was building over his ground in the first place, but we said, really, if you limit it to 100 feet, that's an issue between the oyster ground leaseholder and the property owner. At the time, Mr. Harris had a smaller vessel, and he said, fine, I'm good with the 100 feet. But in the interim, he has purchased a larger vessel. He can't get the boat. He can't get his yacht up along the side of his pier and without his props dragging on the bottom. But as you can see here, if you head right here, there's Mr. Harris's lease. Here's Mr. Booth's, both of Mr. Booth's leases. In fact, it straddles it. When we were faced with this issue, of course, we went through the usual issues of notifying the adjacent, the oyster ground leaseholder. Mr. Booth responded to me both by telephone and by letter. The letter's in your packet. His concerns were that this is actually very useful ground. And he claims, Mr. Booth claims, that this is a particularly valuable area right in here, and that the location of the pier and the extension will make it difficult for him to maneuver his boat in this area. He's really concerned mostly about this area right up in here. So what we did following that, I went up there with Alan Abbott, with our survey crew. We probed it, and yes, it's suitable bottom for the propagation of oysters. There was, in fact, shell. We did pick up a bit of shell. We didn't find piles of shell. We didn't find large heads, but we did find some shell. So, yes, it was. So then the code requires us to take a totally different tack, and this is what I'm going to mention in a moment. Section 28.2-1205, subsection D of the Code of Virginia states in part, a permit is required and shall be issued by the commission for placement of private piers measuring 100 feet or more in length from mean low water, which is used for non-commercial purposes by an owner of riparian lands in the waters opposite these lands that traverse commercially productive oyster leases, which we established. Mr. Booth sent us in documentation that he does, in fact, work ground, and we were up there and said, yeah, it is good problem. As defined in Section 28.2630, provided that the pier does not extend beyond the navigation line established by the Commissioner of the Army Corps of Engineers, the permit may reasonably prescribe the design and location of the pier for the sole purpose of minimizing the adverse impacts on each oyster, on such oyster or clam grounds, or the harvesting or propagation of oysters or clams therefrom. Mr. Harris was aware of this when he originally sent in the application, so he proposed a couple of possibilities. The first one was what he wanted to do is just put out some mooring piles so he could lay his ship side too. This would enable him to properly anchor his vessel at the end of his pier. Well, that immediately got the interest of Mr. Booth. Mr. Booth said, no, I want to oppose that because that structure will be out there. One of the other issues that came up was Mr. Harris said, well, another proposal is to put a 15 by a much larger deck section out there. And we agreed right away as soon as he sent it that wouldn't fly with Mr. Booth because of our previous dealings with Mr. Booth. We knew he wasn't going to go for that. So a careful review of our file would indicate that we only advertised and did the mooring piles. Then we came up with another idea. I said, this has got to get a little smaller. This deck's got to get smaller. If Mr. Booth doesn't like the mooring arrangement, what we have to do is we have to design the pier to minimize the impact over it. So this is what we came up with, basically shrinking the size of it. Now Mr. Harris can this is where he keeps his boat, or he kept his smaller boat. I should probably back up. He kept his shorter boat here. And it could fit right in this space right here very nicely. But now the boat's bigger, and it draws more water, so its props are only a few inches off the bottom right here. So he needs to slide the vessel out into deeper water. So that's why he needs that extra piece. Neither of the adjacent property owners have any issues with these. They were notified. No other state agency has an issue with it. Here's the area that Mr. Booth, we're looking upstream from Mr. Harris's pier. This is his productive spot right here. And this is the existing mooring pile. I'm sort of up back on the L head looking out. Again, I'm looking up along the alignment, looking up into that good spot. Mr. Booth. Now I've swung around. I'm looking down you might need to shut the lights off for a second. I'm looking down the river toward Mr. Booth's house. He lives down at the end, but this is the ship we're talking about. He lays it side to here with bumpers, and like anybody that owns a vessel of this size, there's quite a lot of vessel leaning up against those bumpers. But this is where he would keep it now. He's keeping it there as we speak. He wants to put it back in this anchorage right here. In fact, his yacht is wider than the pier is long. Mm-hmm. The pier extension is long. And that's the last of the photographs. If you bring the lights up for me, I'd appreciate it. In the form of a summary and recommendation, while commission staff is sensitive to the concerns of the oyster ground leaseholder, we believe the revised modification request minimizes the impact of the pier on the oyster ground. In fact, as I mentioned a moment ago, the 5-foot by 15-foot pier is narrower than the statutory exemption allows. It's narrower than the regular piers that we NPN. And it does not extend as far channel where the boat is wide. And staff believes that the revised modification is a reasonable use of state-owned submerged lands and has only minimal impact in the oyster ground. accordingly pursuant to Section 28.2-1205, subsection D of the Code of Virginia. Staff recommends the approval of the project as revised. And before I step off the podium, I do want to make you aware of the fact that Mr. Booth actually does work the ground. And I've known him for quite some time, and he says this is part of his retirement. So he really does. He is an active waterman. And with that, I will rest. I don't believe Mr. Harris nor Mr. Booth are present. Neither of them signed up, and I don't see them in the audience.
Questions from the commission, Mr. Zebrin.
That boat right there is over 15 foot wide, right?
Yes, sir. 15'3".
And so he's only requesting a 15-foot pier, right?
Yes, sir.
So, in essence, that boat covers up the oyster ground right now, right?
Yes, it does, sir.
And so all he's going to do, if we give him the 15-foot, is just turn the boat the other way, and Mr. Booth's not going to have any more use of the property with or without the pier because the boat takes the place.
Well said, sir.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Riskin.
I'd just like to make more of a comment, not really a question, I guess. But we work closely with Mr. Booth, so I'll abstain from this decision. But I would like to make a comment, if that's all right. And that is that the Great Wicomico is probably one of the more productive tributaries in Virginia that produces seed oysters. And Mr. Booth and us, we move quite a bit of seed oysters out of the Great Wicomico. Clearly, there's a need for this. And I would not oppose it. And speaking with Mr. Booth, I think he realizes that the gentleman has a right to wharf out to accommodate his vessel. I think, in part, the issue is impacting any of these hydrodynamic conditions that would encourage oysters to set in this river. And the gentleman has a larger boat. One thing to note is if someone were to get a larger boat instead of 54 foot long, it might be 104 foot long. I think this commission needs to be cognizant of the fact that we continue to extend piers and things like that. We just need to be aware of where there is very productive oyster ground historically and hopefully in the future in Virginia. And this is one of those areas. So thank you.
Any other questions? Ms. Haney.
We would allow Mr. Booth a certain amount of time if he did choose to come and dredge and remove what oysters may be there that would be affected.
Yes, ma'am. Another section of the code requires that he be allowed. He can invoke another section of the code, which gives him a year before.
So, but he would be notified of this and allowed to remove the oysters. Thank you.
Any other question or comments from the commission? All right, let me take this step by step. Is the applicant present or represented? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard in favor of this application by Mr. Paul Harris? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard in opposition to this application by Mr. Paul Harris? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
I move we approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Zedrin.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes?
No.
No by Mr. France. Mr. Erskine abstains. The chair votes aye. So the motion passes 7-1-1. Project is approved.